Har Sinai, that's become a big saying in Klal Yisrael. What does Shemitah have a direct shaykhus to Har Sinai? So Rashi says, because Shemitah, we don't find that Shemitah is repeated in Sefer Devarim. All the Klalim and the Pratim and the Diyukim were said over here. And other mitzvahs you find were said later on. A lot of the explanations in the Diyukim. So one would have thought that those mitzvahs perhaps were not all given at Har Sinai. But that were makish everything. The same way Shemitah was given at Har Sinai, so too all the other mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. Not only the Iker mitzvah, but the Kolam and the Protim and the Diyukim. Many Svarim write their own Pshotim in the connection between Har Sinai and the Mitzvah of Shemitah. What is that special Kesher between Har Sinai and Shemitah? This year I saw a Meridiki Kesher. Adinian of Shemitah, Rishon Shvadron, in his Sefer Leib Sholem, says a Meridiki Meiser, a true story, which admittedly he says the favors he embellished it a little bit to get home the point, but it's an emes ha'maaseh. To get home the point of Shemitah. What is the Shemitah? That for 6 years we work and we plant and we plow, and Bashana Hashviyas, the Shemitah. He says, Maaseh Shehoyah. He says there was a fellow in Yerushalayim that used to lead the traffic. He was sort of like the traffic guide, one of the main roads that led him to Yerushalayim. And the name was Mamash Moshe Nefesh for it. You know, cars were coming, came time to stop. Stop! You know, he would stop, traffic would stop. Then it came time to go. Go! Everybody would go. And Nachamo, came time to stop. And this was day in, day out. He did it mamish ve'amuna. So one would think that he was the official traffic cop over here, and he was appointed. One would also think that without him, the traffic wouldn't work. There was a nice traffic light right next to him, red and green and yellow, and was able to control the traffic perfectly. For some reason, it's a chaingeret that if he's not there, the traffic is not going to go. So sure enough, the minute the light, you know, turned red, stop! You know, the cold kaika. Minute it goes green, knock him out with his makes with his hands, everybody should go. And his mamash, he's working in cahoots exactly with the light. He got himself a special chair to sit next to the light. He sat there a whole day. His wife was very proud of him that he has mamash such a productive job. He used to pack him a lunch, a couple of sandwiches, with water. And this was mamash's full-time occupation. One day, it was mamash, the weather was terrible. So he sees a guy, he says, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to have a day of vacation. You know, there's not that much traffic today. I'm able to sit and relax a little bit more. Person needs vacation. Person, you have to rest your nerves. You know, you can't go on and work full kayak all the time. Another day, he comes home, and he looks troubled. So his wife asks him, you know, what's wrong? He says, I don't know what to do tomorrow. There's a big dignitary coming to Yerushalayim from America, and the traffic is mamash going to be overloaded. I don't know what we're going to do. You know, I'm thinking of ways that maybe we can, you know, put extra karkas into it. And this is how his day went, mamash. So one time a fellow goes over to him and he says, you know, what exactly are you accomplishing over there? What do you mean I'm accomplishing? You know, you don't see what I do. I make the traffic stop and I make the traffic go. So he says, yeah, but, you know, there is a light over there, you know, that seems to, you know, that by itself could really do the job. What exactly are you being like? You're making me send on a machine. I'm there, I'm making it stop and go. So he tells him, why don't you try an experiment? You know, one time, let the light turn red, and you won't put up your hands. And see if the traffic stops, and that'll be the hechach, that'll be the proof, whether or not it's dependent on you or not. So he says, shaita shaba oilam. You're willing to take on yourself the achrayas that the light should turn red and I won't put up my hands. And when what happens if an accident happens, chas v'shalom, somebody gets hurt, you're willing to accept that achrayas upon yourself? Tom says, it sounds like a funny story. He says, but we're laughing at ourselves. You know, we're here in Olam Hazeh,
and we put all the amelus into our jobs and into parnosa, and we worry about paying the bills, and we worry about how's this going to happen and how's that going to happen, is if we're doing everything. When the Emma says, there's a Rabbi Yisrael, and he's really taking care of the whole thing. He says, and we forget ourselves, we forget where the parnosa comes from exactly. He says, that is the purpose of Shemitah. For 1 year, lay back. Let the light change, and you don't put up your hands. Let the year go by, and you won't put the hishtablus in. And you'll see you'll end up with the same amount of parnosa. During the 6 years, the reason why you're mechuyev to put the hishtablus in, that is the klal, because of the eitz hadas, v'zeyas apecha teicha lechem, there's a mitzvah, you gotta put your hishtablus in. But you gotta realize, you're only going through the motions. The one that's really giving you the parnosa, that is not Kodesh Baruch. You're just there helping out the traffic light. V'horayah, in that 7th year, you won't be helping out the traffic light, and you'll see that the traffic goes on even without you. This is the purpose of Shemitah. The Chafetz Chaim says, L'gabi limud ha-Torah, Chafetz Chaim says a very different thing. Pasuk says, in Parashas Chukas, Zoyis ha-Torah odon kiyomus ba'oyel. This is the Torah, odon kiyomus ba'oyel, Darshan and Chazal, Ein ha-Torah miskayemas, Elva b'mishen emes asmelein. The Torah is only mekuyam by someone that kills himself for the Torah. The simple pshat is that someone that's willing to be mitzar himself, someone that's willing to go through paspa melech teichol mayim b'msura tishne, he's willing to give up oilam hazeh for the Torah. That's the simple pshat. But the Chofetz Chaim says a new pshat in that. He says, one of the main reasons why we don't learn the way we're supposed to is, I have this tirda and I have that tirda, and I have to take care of this and I have to take care of that. There's so many things to take care of, and it doesn't give us time to learn. Says, a person should pretend that the Malach HaMavis came and told him your time has come. And what would you tell the Malach HaMavis? No, I can't, I'm busy with this and I have to take care of that and I have to go shopping for my wife. You tell that to the Malach HaMavis, you won't tell him that. Right? The Malach HaMavis says, sorry, your time has come. Can't do that. When it comes to learning, you have to pretend like the Malach HaMavis took you away from this world and you can't take care of any of these struggles. You can't take care of any of these inyonim. And remember, we have plenty of time to learn. What would it be if I wouldn't be here right now? Who would take care of it? It would manage to get taken care of by someone else. And I tell you, miskayem esel b'nisha neimis atzmei aleha. Consider yourself, yichmin gishtar, and finished. I'm not here right now. Right now I'm learning. And remember, you'll see. You'll find yourself a lot more time to learn. So that's mamish, the same nekuda as we just said, lagabi shmita. Take yourself out of the picture, and you'll see that, you know, parnosa goes on. Lagabi teira also, you have to be memes atzmi aleha. Take yourself out of the picture, and you'll see you'll find plenty of time to learn. That's the connection between shmita and Har Sinai. In shmita, we see that we're not the ones that control the world. By teira, he's struggling a lot of times. If you make time, you know, if you make believe like you're dead, you'll see that things get taken care of some other way, and you'll find plenty of time to tell you. That is a kesher in the Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. That's a nekuda that I saw this year, a meridiki kesher. It says, L'gabi Yoivu, V'ha'avarta shofar trua, V'ha'chodesh ha'shvi, V'osher l'chodesh, you should blow the shofar in Tishrei, on the 10th day of the month, B'yayim HaKippurim, Ta'aviru Shofar B'chol Ha'artzichem. You should blow the Shofar on Yom Kippur of Yoivu, and then, V'shachta Mishal Achuzosoy, V'ishal Mishpachta Yitashuvu, every man, in case he had to sell his property, the property comes back to him, he returns to his property, and Eved Ivri, had to be sold as an Eved Ivri, he comes back to his family. Now why is it that when it comes to Yoivu, it's the Yom Kippur that's Kaveya the Yoivu? What's the connection between Yom Kippur and Yoivu? Why not Rosh Hashanah? The Rosh Hashanah of Yoivu? So the emes is today, we're learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. There is Taka Amand Omer over there. Rav Yishmael, the son of Rav Yoichanan ben Breika, he Taka holds that Yoivu is totally Rosh Hashanah. The beginning of the 50th year, that's Yoivu. But it seems we don't paskin like that. We paskin that the Yoivu is totally in the Yom Kippur of Yoivu. When they blow Shofar, that's when the whole Chalois takes place. What is the connection between Yoivu and the Yom Kippur of Yoivu? So the Maralmi Prak says, what is the meaning of Yoivu? Yoivu is the pshat, everything goes back to the way it was l'chatchila. It's like a totally new beginning.
It says that Yoylam is considered Oylam. Ad Oylam is Lo'olam Shel Yoylam. It's like, you consider it like there's a new mini creation of the world. And Eved Ivri, he was Meshuvid, he was a worker, he goes back to new right now. He starts a new slate, he's a free man again. Ishal Mishpachtei Teshuvu. The land, because a person was in need, he had to sell his land, it was given away to someone else in a sale. Reshafta Mishal Kuzosei, new beginning, you start a fresh slate, everything becomes new. The world comes back to its original cycle of a beginning. That's what Yovel is. But the Emes says that's what Yom Kippur is. By Yom Kippur, by Kaporas Havainis, that is what Yom Kippur is. It's Mechapur on a person, and it turns him into a new Bria. Memela, if it turns him into a new Bria, that is mamish what Yovel is. Yovel turns a person back again into a new Bria. It's it's a microcosm of Bria's Ha'olam. That's why it's called Ad Olam. That's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur, a person returns to a new slate, a totally new beginning. That's why the Yovel is Chal on Yom Kippur. It's a famous Maisa that they used to say over from Ramosha, a lot of Maisa they said over from Ramosha Feinstein, not Plach Ramosha. But Mechayev, they said over this Maisa, as with many others. Maisa Shehoya, that two people came to a Torah in front of Ramosha. They had a sichsuch over money, and they left the money in the hands of a shlish, of a third person, and whoever Ramosha Paskin is like, so that person will be given the money by the shlish. And sure enough, Ramosha Paskin, like one of them, and he comes to the shlish, you know, the shlish is not, he's not willing to give him the money. And why not? He says he holds Ramosha made a mistake in the psak. It's not a real psak. A chutzpah, a young man that doesn't come to Ramosha's toes. Godel Hador that they said on him, he would have been a Godel Hador in the times of the Chassam Sofer. And this young man here, he wouldn't give the money because he held Ramosha made a mistake. Kitzur. So Ramosha called him. He discussed it with him, you know. Fellow was on the chutzav to Ramosha, and Ramosha explained to him why the psak is a good psak, and the besayif, he ended up giving the money. A number of months later, the same young man came to Ramosha. He wanted a faher for smicha. He wanted to get smicha. So not only did Ramosha give him the faher, but he also helped him out. He needed some help. And the safe devil was he gave him smicha. So a couple of talmidim of Ramosha, they heard about this, and they knew about the maisa. They ask Ramosha, you know, how could the Rosh Hashiva give smicha? This mechutzav. That mamash, he went against the psak of the Rosh Hashiva. The Rosh Hashiva was in smicha. And he was pagay on the covenant of the Rosh Hashiva. So Ramosha looked at them in disbelief. He says, I don't understand you. Since then, there was a Yom Kippur here. Yom Kippur is a new beginning. Everything is bought. Mechilas Aveiros, I was Mechilas Blood showing. It's like nothing happened. Finished. And he looked at them and he didn't understand what their title was even. That's the pshat over here. Yom Kippur is a new beginning. The slate is wiped clean. And that is really what Yovel is. It's a microcosm of the creation of the world. Memeila, it's a new beginning. And that is why it's chal on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. It's a very beautiful pshat here. It says in the Pasuk, Yovel hishnas hachamishim ukroshem dror ba'oretz l'chol yoishveha. You should proclaim freedom in the land to all of its inhabitants. This is the pasuk which is etched on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, and thou shalt proclaim freedom throughout the land. So the Oznaim LaTorah, Zalman Sirotzkin, Zatzal asks, what is this? What is the call coming to be marba over here? She says a gavaldi gipshat. The Gemara says in the Sechtes Kiddushin, "Kol hakayne eved ivri, kilu kayne odnei la'atzmei." If somebody is kayne and eved ivri, you know, on one hand it looks like he's having a servant to be mishareis him, but on the other hand he's kayne a master for himself because he has to so treat the eved ivri with kavod and with kid gloves that it's as if the eved ivri is a master. Now, why is the eved ivri a master? Why is he called a master? Because the emes is the halach is you have to treat the eved ivri better than yourself. In the Yerushalmi it says that if you have one blanket, either for yourself or for the Eved Ivri, you have to give it to the Eved Ivri. Why? You can't keep it for yourself, because it says in the Pasuk, Ki Toiv Loi Imach, you have to treat the Eved Ivri the way you treat yourself.
So to keep it yourself and not give it to him, you're not Makayim that pasuk. Elamai, so don't give it to anybody. I won't take it, but I won't give it to him either. That is a midas done. He can't do that. So al karka ki mechuyev to give it to him. And it's like that with everything. If you have a piece of steak, one piece of steak, you gotta give it to him. You're not allowed to eat. You have to eat vegetables for supper. Right? So ki lukaina oden la'atzmai. The nailas of the liskara of l'chol's coming to be ma'arba. Not only is the yevet ivri free, but the oden is also free. L'chol yeshveh, including the oden. Because the oden, in a way, was really the yevet until now. Across the drama aret, l'chol yeshveh, for all of its inhabitants. The pasuk goes on to tell us that if your friend borrows money from you, al tikach me'itoy neshech, Visaris, do not take from him different forms of interest of ribis. And you should fear Hashem. Allow your brother to live with you. You have to be mechayim pashut. Your brother is in a terrible matzah. He's in dire straits, and giving him a loan is going to be mechayim. And adrav, if you take a bite out of him with interest, you're making him more meshuvah and more mechuyev. You're mechuyev to be mechayim. So there's a maybe that can Targum Yerushalmi here. Targum Yerushalmi says, "Hahu gavra." There was this person that did not get up by Chiyas HaMesim in Bikas Dura. Yecheskel HaNavi, he was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mechayah the bones of Shevet Ephraim that left Mitzrayim early. And he made Chiyas HaMesim in a place in the valley of Dura. There was one person there that used to lend money Beribis. He did not get up with that Chiyas HaMesim. This is a mucker that somebody that lends money beribis does not get up by Tchias HaMeisim. Somebody once came to the Satmar Rebbe, the Reyoyo, and he told him, he says, how come the Shulchan Aruch has not brought down this inyan that somebody that lends money beribis will not get up by Tchias HaMeisim? So the Rebbe told him, what do you mean? The Shach says befeirish like that. So the fellow goes home, and he checks through your day. He went from simon to simon, from sif to sif. He looked through every shach. It's not a shach that says like that. So he came back to the Rebbe. He says, where in the shach does it say it? He says, He said, you probably looked up the shach, the pirush on the Shulchan Aruch. But at the end of your day, the shach has a song. He has a poem. And in that poem, he writes the following. Yimoit malve hoinai. The malve, he will break up his famegi, his riches. Bineshech mamoinai. With neshech, he will end up losing his money. Meir hu bizdoinai shekoifer ba'adainai. With his zodain, with his aveira of lending money beribis, he's koifer in the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Lo yiketz imanu, he will not wake up together with us in Chiyas HaMeisim. So the Rebbe says it, the Shach says it, don't say Shulchan Aruch. That's a Pshat. So there's a Moivik and Meister that happened in Posen, where Kivega was the Rav. There was a Yid over there that lent money Beribis, and he made Parnosa from it. And when he was Nifter, the Chevra Kadisha refused to bury him unless the family paid a tremendous amount of money for the grave. The family had terrible times, and they went to the government, they went to the mayor of the city, whoever it was, a big official there, and they complained. And sure enough, you know, the city took the Kehillah to task, and they called over Kiva Eger, who was the Rav at the time. And they asked him, it's not right, you know, just because he lent money for ribbis, what does that have to do with anything? So Kiva Eger says, there's a simple cheshbon. It says that somebody, we have a Messiah by us, that somebody that lends money for ribbis is not going to get up by Tchias HaMeisim. So a regular person, that's Nifter, so he's in the ground for a temporary amount of time. So the family pays a small amount. But this person, it's a dearest keva. Yeah, he's going to be here forever, right? We're never going to get back the property. Memeo, they have to pay a hundred rab. They're buying the property forever. They have to pay more. So the town was discovered by the guy. He heard the reasoning, and he was like, no. And sure enough, they thought they had to pay the money. Now, what's that for the reason? What's the me, the connected me, the why is it that somebody that lends money to others beribis, why is he not come to Tchias HaMeisim? It's mamash mida keneged mida. Because it says in the pasuk over here, v'chai achicha imach. Person's poor, he doesn't have money, he can't pay up his chayvis, he can't pay schalim, he can't pay for food, can't put food on the table. And you have a chance to help him out and revive him, and to be mechayim. And what are you doing?
You're lehepach, you're using it as a profit for yourself, where you're going to end up having to give up more money. So you're taking away his chiyus. Mamela, when it comes time for this person to be revived, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give him his chiyus. You have the opportunity to breathe chiyus into your friend, and you didn't do that. Mamela, when it comes time for chiyus HaMeisim, you will not be zeichet to that either. That is the Midah Keneged Midah. In Parshas B'chukaisei it says, in B'chukaisei Teleichu, that's M'soisei Tishim Ruvah Asisim Aishan. Zok Rashi, in B'chukaisei Teleichu, Shetihiyu Amelim Batayr. Tayr's Kahana, Shetihiyu Amelim Batayr. You have to be Amelim Batayr. Later on, it says, and what happens if you're on Melam Batayra? When Asati Gishmechem Be'itam, Be'isik Bukhem Da'ish is Batsir, the crops will be in abundance. Before you finish the old crop, the new crop will already be harvested. Tremendous, tremendous things. But then afterwards it says, Vim Loisishmuli, if you're not going to listen to me, Loitashu is Kol HaMitzvah Se'ela. So what does Rashi say? What does it mean, Loitishmuli? You're not going to listen to me, Liyais Amelam Batayra. You're not going to be a Melam Batayra. And it goes on and says, V'imbukhukhoisei timasu, and you'll find my chukim to be loathsome, like your mamayas in the chukim. So the Mepharshim ask a kasha, it doesn't say over here that the Yidden are going to be bad, that they're not going to keep the Torah. It says, V'imloisishun lizokrashi, if you're not going to be a Melam Batayra, then all these things are going to happen. Why should that be? Why should that be? You know, you're not a male in the Torah, it doesn't make you a guy, it doesn't make you the over on the Torah and mitzvahs. Why the dafka does it have to be a male in the Torah? So I once heard a pshat, Marshal Ahmad of Redaima. There's a fellow that's hanging off a cliff, and he's holding on to the roots of a tree for dear life. He's mamish holding b'chol kaychei, and that gravitational force is pulling him down, but he mamish, he's holding on for all he's worth, because he knows that the minute he lets go, splat! He won't be there anymore. What happens if a guy's a shite and he says, you know what, for just a couple of seconds, let me just relax my grip a little bit, and then I'll hold it later. Such a fellow's a shite. Because the minute he relaxes, he's being pulled down by gravity, and he knows what the end result is going to be. Svarim say that the same way in the physical world, there's the physical gravitational pull. The earth has that gravitational pull of the Yetzer Hara. A person, a basar of Adam, is created from the earth. And that chelik of him has the Yetzirah in him. The physical chelik of Adam has a tremendous gravitational pull, and it pulls him downward. The minute a fellow relaxes his hold, that's when the Yetzirah gets him, he's able to schlep him down, and there's no limit to how far a person could sink. That's why Rashi says in Leitishman Li, if you're not going to be a Melam Batayra, if you're not going to hold on for dear life, you're not going to realize that the Yetzirah has that gravitational pull, then Chas V'Shalom, who knows what could happen. Now, the Svarim also speak out that not everybody has the opportunity to be a Melam Batayra whole day, right? Not everybody has that. There's people that have to be Isaac with Parnosa and so on. And that is said over the famous Rambam. The Rambam says, Chayiv kol adam liyos k'moshe rabbeinu. Every person is mechuyev to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asks the question, mechuyev to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. We know it says, Lekom k'moshe leiv navi b'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody in the history was ever like Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could the Rambam say that every person is mechuyev to be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Zok Rabbi Chanan, that the same way Moshe Rabbeinu, he made the most out of the kaychas that he was given, and he made the most out of the opportunities that he was given, we have to do the same thing. Of course, in stature, in darga, nobody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But in that respect, in that nekudah, we have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, that we have to make the most out of what we have. We have a certain amount of time for learning during the day, we have to maximize our efforts in that. Not everybody has the same capabilities, not everybody has the same opportunities. But with the opportunities we have to be a Melam Batayra. It's Yitachin, there's a Rosh in Bava Basra that says that if a person, it's a gay over there to Tamidei Chachomim, whether they have to pay certain taxes for the city or not. I believe it's the Rosh that brings down a Shitas of Rishayim, that if somebody, his Iker Tafkid of the day is to learn Torah, even if he has to spend a good chelik of the day on Parnassah, but if by him the ikar is that those times of limud ha-Torah, he has a din of a talmid chacham and he's parted from paying taxes. Now, I don't know if halacha we pass him like that, but it's certainly a sheet of Rishayim. The Tiyu Amelim Batayru was said lefi the amount that we have. But the reason why it's so important to be Amelim Batayru, and that has to be our Iker Tafkid, and that has to be our Iker goal, how we have to do it b'chol ha-koyach, because it's like we're hanging off of a cliff that Yetzirah is ready to schlep us down. And the minute we let go just a little bit, the minute we weaken our grip on Kedusha, Eitz Chaim Yilam Achazikim Bas, the tree of life, it lets us survive. The minute we loosen our hold, Chas V'Sholem, the Yetzirah could have a tremendous shlita over us. It says in the Pasuk, V'rodu b'chem soinechem, and your soinim, they will rule over you, and you will run away and nobody will be chasing after you. So the famous question is, you'll be running away and no one's chasing after you. That's not such a bad thing. You know, no one's chasing after you, Givaldi. There's nothing to worry about. So the simple shot is that there'll be such pachad within you that there's nobody chasing you and you're never going to find him. Well, he's still going to be running away. Right, that's even worse. You know, you have all the reason to be b'menucha. There's nobody chasing you, but you're in such a behola, you're in such turmoil, and you're in such pachad, you'll be running from place to place without anybody chasing you. You will not have menuchas hanefesh in your life. But the Vilna Gaon says a novel pshat over here. And later on, I saw it in a different sefer from the grandfather of the Vilna Gaon, Rav Moshe Kremer of Vilna. But in one place I saw the Vilna, could be the Vilna Gaon said it over from his grandfather. He says the following. There's a pasuk in Kehelas that says, V'ho'elikim yivakesh es hanirdav. That the Rabbeinu Shloim, he always looks for the person that's being chased. And that's even a geya, if a tzaddik is chasing after a rasha, if a tzaddik is oppressing a rasha, hagam the rasha does not have zechusim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always looks out for the person that's being chased. It's up to Vilna Gaon, that's the shot over here. The nasty and then Raidev Eschem. If there would have been a Raidev after us, then at least we would have the Nechama that Hashem is going to come to our aid, and then maybe we could talk of Yizaycha to a Yeshua. But Hayyais Vinastem, the Ain Raidev Eschem. Hayyais, there's no one going to be chasing after you, so you're not really a near death. That holding of being a near death is only in your mind. It's an imaginary thing. The Mela Hashem is not going to be able to come to you, Yeshua. That's the klola al pi what the Vilna Gaon says. Just to be Messiah, the Dover Chitayv, not with the klola, but with a Dover Tayv. It says in the Pasuk that when you will do good things, v'noflu oyveichem lefneichem lecharev, your enemies will fall before you by your sword. So Rashi uses a lashon over here, sheyiyu noiflim lefneichem shaloi kiderech haaretz. They'll fall before you, not like the regular way of the land. Now what does Rashi mean by that? They'll be noiful before you, not like the regular way of the land. I mean, does it mean the simple shot will be outnumbered, and there's going to be murder odds against us and we'll win? The Torah already says that before it. It says beferish over here. That can't be what Rashi means. So what does Rashi mean over here? Sheyiyu noiflim lufneichem shaloi kiderech haaretz. So I thought that the pshat was, you see a lot of times in the Navi that the enemies fell before Klal Yisrael without them even raising a sword. It says in Marshal in Sefer Shmuel, Vayarim Hashem b'kol gado, when the Pelishtim gathered against the Yidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought tremendous noises from Shemayim, Vayuhumem, and he took some of the Goyim, and they fell automatically in front of the Yidden like bowling pins. Right? That's what I thought the pshat was, the false of like Yiderach HaAretz. Ober is brought down, the Sefer Gan Rav that brings down from Rav Yankiv, the father of the Chanukah Satayu Rav Hershel. He says a beautiful pshat. By David HaMelech, it says that when he hit Goliath, he shot the slingshot at Goliath, it hit him in the head, Vayipo Alponav Arza. He fell on his face to the ground. So Chazal say, really, B'derech HaTeva, he was hit in the head. The force should have made him fall backwards. But when Hashemayim, they made a nace, they wanted to save David HaMelech the extra steps that he'd have to walk to chop off his head. So they made a nace that he fell forward. And that way, David HaMelech, he didn't have to walk the extra steps. He was able to chop off his head without much tircha. So the Gan Rebbe brings down a pshat that that's what Rashi means over here. She yunayflim lifneichem. that when they fall, they're not going to fall backwards. They're going to fall forwards. Even that little bit of tircha that you're going to need to kill them, you're not going to have that tircha, because they're going to fall forwards. Shalai kederach ha'aretz. Agud Shabbos, everybody.
Chaim brings down, I think,